Mike Parson. Governor, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You've got to be just incredibly busy getting up to speed. You've had just a couple of days since you found out. First of all, tell us where you were when you got the news that Governor Greitens was stepping aside.
Well, actually on the farm, I wasn't wearing a suit and tie when I got the call, I can tell you that. But we were actually on the farm. We were moving cattle, kind of started hay season for us, and was there home working. And then once we got the call, we immediately started heading towards Jeff City to assume the duties and to get ready for the transfer.
You are, in a lot of people's estimation, uniquely prepared for a moment like this. You're a farmer. But you've been a sheriff in Polk County, Missouri, for a dozen years. You served in both the state House and the state Senate. And you've been lieutenant governor now for the past 17 months. But you're somebody that is probably new to a lot of our listeners out there. Tell people who Mike Parson is.
Well, you know, I think one thing, John, what you said, you know, in my career, I've had the opportunities to handle tough situations before by running a business, by being a sheriff. By being in the legislature, so at least I have the experience to draw on, and frankly, the wisdom to draw on. And you know, my true belief is what's best for the state of Missouri. I've always maintained that throughout my life. And truly, when I served in my country in the Army, when I come back home, I said I'd always stay in Missouri. And simply, I love this state. I love this state. I love the people in the state. And what I wanted to see is I want Missouri to be successful. I want it to be successful for our children, our grandkids. And so, yeah, this is a huge undertaking for the duties I'm going to assume. And I understand that. I understand what those obligations were when I was lieutenant governor. You just probably never thought it was going to be a reality of what it is. But we're going to be ready for that. I'm going to be prepared. Understand it's going to take a lot of extra effort, a lot of work. And the big thing that I want your listeners to know, John, is that the office of governor will be here. It was here long before I got here, and it will be here long after I'm gone. And it's important that we maintain the office of governor and that we show the people of Missouri to assure them that everything's fine and government is going to go forward and going to work, and we're going to try to do what we feel is best to help the people of the state of Missouri.
One of the things that's going to be immediately in front of you once you raise your hand at 5:30 today is a list of legislation that has passed the General Assembly this year. That legislation's got to be reviewed. You got to make sure that legally that there's no problems with it. You've got to decide what you're going to sign and what you may veto. That's a big process. But in this instance, you've had the benefit of having presided over the state Senate every day last year. How familiar are you with the legislation that was passed by the General Assembly?
Well, you know, for the most part, I know most about all the bills that were passed to a certain degree, but I think it was an advantage being on the dais this year as presiding over the Senate to hear the debate, hear what these bills are. But I will, just to what you said, it will be a daunting task to make sure in a short period of time that these bills are proper, that they've been drafted correctly, that there's no mistakes in there. So that is a concern to us to make sure we got those right. And that is a huge undertaking to do. I think there's about 145 bills, I believe, but they all need to be reviewed and make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
I can only imagine that the last 48 hours has been something of a whirlwind. You've had a lot of meetings and a lot of conversations with a lot of people. Who were some of the folks that you've visited with so far as you prepare to assume the office of governor?
You know, one of the things, we've reached out to all the statewide candidates, all of them on both sides of the aisle. We've talked to the entire congressional delegation in Washington. We've talked to all the cabinet members, a lot of leaders around the state that we've contacted. And it's been a whirlwind. It's been a busy time. I was fortunate enough. My wife's been here for a couple of days, which has helped. But I don't know that we've had time to sit down and just really think to soak everything in as much as you'd kind of like to sometimes. But, you know, it is the job. My job right now is you know, work hard and make sure I'm prepared and do the best I can to make this transfer of power as smooth as possible.
Well, and that is exactly what's in front of you. You're going to have a church service, a private family church service this afternoon at 4 o'clock in Jefferson City. Your brother is preaching? Is that what I understood?
Yeah, my brother's going to be holding the service there. A lot of people, my Sunday school class from back home will be there today. It was important for me to have that before the swearing-in ceremony. That's an important part of our lives. And, it's great to have my brother come up here and provide the service. But to have your friends and family, a small gathering, I want to say, is the proper thing to do right now with the way things are. There'll be a time for me and my family to have a more of an open public ceremony, but I don't think the time right now is right. I think we're a little bit in a healing process here, and that's why everything's somewhat private today.
Well, that's Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson. He becomes governor of Missouri this evening at 5:30 p.m. I am worried about the cattle out there, Governor. So you got your cows rustled up the other day. I imagine you're going to be pretty busy. If you need some help rustling up those cattle and baling the hay out there, I would be happy to offer my services.
Well, you're making me a little nervous, John, because you're saying rustling. The one that's against the law to rustle cattle. So you're aware of that. So I can tell you how much of a farm boy you are right now. But we actually will be going home. We got a busy day today and part of a day tomorrow, but we're going to be going back home tomorrow to take care of some of the obligations I have at home on the farm. And then it's important. We want to go to our hometown church in the morning, and then we'll be coming back up to Jeff City Sunday afternoon. So it's still a busy weekend, but at least I'm going to be home for